Steely Dan's Ricky, Don't Lose That Number on BBC Radio Derby. So, you probably heard the headlines, have you? They're pretty scary. Police investigation into the theft of millions of pounds from online bank accounts. It ended up with 19 people being arrested at raids in London. Officers believe a highly organised criminal network stole the money after using a computer virus to capture the passwords and indeed therefore bank details of thousands of people in the UK. So how can we or can we protect ourselves from computer viruses? Well, joining me in the studio is Bimal Jangra. He's one of the team at the Dark Technology Club who meet in Aston-on-Trent and have a very open door policy in terms of going along and going to one of their sessions and their meetings. But we'll talk more about that in a sec. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Many happy returns.
Thank you very much indeed. I just seem to have a day full of them. It's lovely. Tell me about this, because we know, don't we, when we have a virus on our computer, our systems... I feared you were going to say that.
Always. And technically, the thing that did the damage with the bank wasn't technically a virus, it was a Trojan.
Okay. Right, now you're going to have to take things back to basics. Okay. What's a Trojan?
A Trojan is a piece of software that appears to be one thing, but is actually masquerading as something else.
The Trojan
horse. So it's like the idea of the Trojan horse.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely. So you might download a piece of software that you think is going to be to help you with video editing, say, and then unbeknownst to you, someone has put some obnoxious, nasty code in it that will then, while you're not looking, start monitoring what you're doing, recording key presses and things like that.
It can record your key presses.
Those are called key loggers, yeah.
Okay.
They will actually record every key that's pressed.
I know a colleague who's been through that. Their laptop sort of went skedaddly, and they took it to somebody who knew what they were talking about, and they went, yeah, you've got a key logger on this. So these things can be traced.
Yes, and they can be eradicated as well.
Oh, my word. But it would stop you downloading anything. And almost every website you go onto, there's some sort of backup download, or even your own bank will offer you sort of security.
Yes, banks are very much trying to ensure that all of their services are scrupulously clean and clear.
Because they're culpable, aren't they, in a lot of cases?
To a certain extent, yes, they are. Yeah, I'm not an expert on all the legalese stuff about it.
So Trojans coming in through something else, are there computer programs that we download that are more likely to have these Trojans on them?
It tends to be certain websites on the internet that are more likely to be prone to that kind of thing.
Okay.
An analogy would be, if you have a nice flashy car, would you really go and drive it around an area that was a little bit seedy and a little bit down at the bottom of the mouth kind of thing? Would you go to the dodgy areas of town in a bright flashy car and expect it to be safe? In the same kind of way, don't go to certain websites, certain areas. You can actually switch on security in most of the latest browsers that will alert you to when you're going to websites that they don't actually think are a good area to go to.
Okay.
I mean, for example, I've found a number of websites that have the RU letters in their web address.
Yeah.
They often have dodgy stuff with them, so you don't tend to go. RU is websites that are basically purporting to be hosted in Russia. They're not always hosted in Russia, but the RU extension on them often means they might be.
Because I know you've alluded to this before, just because a website says they're a retailer that it says .co.uk at the end doesn't mean they're in the UK.
No.
And I have to say, that's something I've easily, you know, gone, oh, yeah, no, they're UK-based, they've got a UK web address. Anybody can buy one of those, can't
they? Absolutely, yes, anywhere in the world.
And I know our trading standards experts, when we've had us on the programme, it's something they've flagged up to us as well.
Yeah.
So what do we do? What do I do when I get home? What do my mum and dad do, listening now, when they're thinking, well, I don't want to stop, you know, I want to get some Christmas presents online, I want to be organised, I want to organise my weekly shop, I want to check my bank account details online, it's massively convenient. What can we do to try and beat these guys?
I've got a little checklist here of things that you should make sure you do.
Right.
Obviously, one of the first things to do is use antivirus software and keep it updated.
Now, you can go and spend quite some considerable pennies on antivirus software, and you can buy it as well that'll do multiple computers.
Absolutely.
Can't you?
Yes.
Do you need to go and part with hard-earned cash for these things?
There is actually a lot of very good quality free antivirus software available online.
Okay.
You have to be careful where you get it from, of course.
Gosh.
Because this is one of the other tricks out there on the net.
Yeah.
They say, oh, you need some antivirus software. Here, download this. And you think, oh, I need some antivirus software. So you download it. And, of course, it turns out that's a Trojan.
Yeah.
So stick to the main websites.
I know we're BBC, but throw some names at us because not many of us will know what we're
talking
about.
Well, there's a website which is download.cnet.com, which I've found to be a very reliable one.
Okay.
And they certify all of their downloads. They actually provide downloads across a whole range of software
when
types.
When you say CNET, is that little C, CNET?
Yes.
Yeah, CNET.com. Download.CNET.com. Okay.
And I would recommend them for most things. The other thing to do is to actually go to the company that actually makes the software. So, for example, a very popular free antivirus software is AVG.
AVG, okay.
And their website is www.grisoft.com.
Grisoft?
Yeah, Grisoft.
Okay, grisoft.com.
And they do an antivirus software which you can pay for, but they also do a free version. So you must make sure you make sure you look for the free version.
Okay.
And then you won't have to pay for it, and it's very effective.
Hey, look, we're going to break for some music, and we're going to return to chat to Bimal a little bit more. However, if you're just doing the pen and paper thing and taking some notes, this could be the opportunity to go and get the biro that works. And we'll talk more after Neil Young. This is Harvest Moon. Neil Young and Harvest Moon. You're with Alina on BBC Radio Derby. Bimal's with us. He's the chair of the Dark Technology Club in Derby. If you look for them on the internet, by the way, Dark is D-A-R-C. And they meet in Aston-on-Trent. You talk about all sorts of technologies, but you're our computer man, really. It's your one of your passions. You wear many hats. Now, we're talking about protecting ourselves, our laptops, our PCs at home, because we've had huge stats this week, 19 people arrested, big police investigation into theft of thousands of pounds from online bank accounts. And here's me going, my computer tells me when I've got a virus, but we're learning about Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
They come in almost vicariously through other downloads. They look like something else entirely, and then they sit and they copy. Sometimes it can even copy what we've typed. They know what we've typed.
They can do, yes.
But you could be typing a great big long essay. But I suppose if they really want your money, they'll wait till the day you log in on your bank account.
I think the kind that would have got the bank details there have been programmed to actually look for specific. Accessing secure websites.
Of course, if they're clever enough to get in, they're going to be clever enough to work that out,
unfortunately,
aren't they?
It's a pity that the people that write them don't just devote their expertise to doing useful things.
Yes, the opposite. It's like superheroes, isn't it? They're like the nemesis. We need the people on the pants on the outside with the cape fighting good.
Absolutely.
Now, you were talking to us, and I know it's second nature to you, but for folks like me, it's a learning curve. Antivirus software. And we're saying you can go out and purchase, but there are some online that are good and free.
Absolutely.
But you just need to make sure, again, you're careful, because the irony is you can go and think you're downloading an antivirus and actually you were downloading a virus. So we got download.cnet.com. Then you were just talking to us about one from AVG. Tell me again that website.
Grisoft.com.
Grisoft.com.
Yeah.
Are there any others, or that's what to go at, really?
I'm trying to remember. There's another one called Avast.
Mm.
Which they do free antivirus, which is very good as well.
What do you tend to get? Because you said about the AVG one, there's one you can pay for and there's one that's free.
Most of the companies actually do a free one, which basically is intended to let you see that, oh, this is a good product.
Right.
Oh, and for £20 I can get this and it has all these extra facilities in.
Oh, okay.
But to be honest with you, I haven't got anything that's cost money as far as security is concerned. I've got a free firewall, free antivirus, free anti-spyware.
Okay, so that's covering what we've just chatted about, antivirus. Mm-hmm. Next thing, is that going to be an anti-firewall?
You need to have a firewall.
Okay, what does a firewall do?
A firewall should actually stop anybody getting to connect to your computer in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Because the firewall will hide your existence on the internet from someone looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't see you, they can't attack you.
Right.
So actually, that's an absolute essential.
First line of defence.
Yeah. Most people will probably have a firewall built into their router for their internet connection at home. But you can have a software one as well running on the computer.
Again, any names you can throw at us?
I use one that's by PC Tools.
Okay.
I will actually send you an email with a load of resources and internet addresses.
Fantastic.
And the most famous free firewall is Zone Alarm.
Zone Alarm.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
which comes from Zone Labs.
Zone Alarm from Zone Labs. And again, as you've said, if you're going direct to these websites, there's less chance that anything dodgy has been hooked
on. And also, whenever you're doing things like this, it's always a good idea to type in an address. Because a big problem that people have had is when they get an email and it says, click on this link. You will find that legitimate companies will almost invariably never send you a link in an email. They will always say, so for example, if it's come from a bank, don't ever click on links in bank emails because the legitimate banks will always say, go to our website and you type in the address yourself rather than clicking on a link in an email.
Okay. So we've got antivirus, we've got firewalls, and then
Anti-spyware. Now, the anti-spyware will specifically target Trojans and things like that.
Okay.
They're types of software. Viruses tend to reproduce themselves and cause mayhem, but spyware tends to lurk and do nasty stuff.
It's like those adverts on the telly for the germs in your loo.
Absolutely, yes. That's a good way of visualising it, actually.
I have to, for my special blonde brain. So what would you say spyware? I think you've recommended one of these before, and I remember it downloading it on my old laptop at home.
I'm trying to remember the name of the one that I would most likely have... There's a famous one, and the name has just popped out of my head, which is terrible. But it will be on the email.
Yes, that's what happens with live radio. What I would say is Bimal's going to send me an email with both antivirus, firewalls, and anti-spyware details. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is not us giving them big, crystal-clear guarantees. It is just some suggestions of ones we know that are pretty helpful and hopefully, from Bimal's experience, useful and also free. So if you want to get that email, I'll just forward it on to you. Drop me an email. Go via the website, bbc.co.uk/Derby. A quick query to you. Lots of these things, firewalls, antivirus software, do they not slow up your whole experience of using your computer? And don't we all want them to be super fast?
They shouldn't do if they're set up correctly.
Oh, okay.
And in the main, if you use the default settings that they come with, they should have negligible impact on your machine.
Wonderful. Good to hear. And I've also, is this complete sort of, if you like, PR stuff, people who have Apple's make of computers as opposed to any other brand of PC are much less likely to fall foul of these things.
Statistically, at the moment, there are less viruses attacking Apple machines and Linux machines. Windows tends to be the biggest target because it's the biggest user base, so therefore people attack the biggest number of users.
However, haven't we had a big shift in Apple now outselling, is it Microsoft? And
in some areas, and you also have found that they're now starting to target Apple machines, unfortunately, as well.
So
because they're realising that, oh, there's people we can attack here.
Yeah, a growing percentage.
Sadly.
Fascinating subject area, and one that you explained so clearly to us. Thank you very much indeed. If people want to find out more about the Dark Technology Club, by the way, what have you got lined up? Because you've always got some interesting speakers.
We have a guy coming to talk to us about using GPS.
Oh, yeah.
In connection with farming, getting GPS-controlled equipment to do the ploughing and stuff like that.
Oh, good gracious me.
That's going to be the second Monday of October.
Interesting stuff.
Oh, that's going to be fascinating.
If you do want to find out more, it's DARC, D-A-R-C, Technology Club, based in Aston-on-Trent. But more, thank you very much indeed for
being with us.
We're going to check in with Sarah and get the very latest weather details. Isn't it brilliant when somebody knows their subject can explain it to you a bit better? I'm well up now with my antivirus software, I tell you, Sarah. I know all about it.
I'm useless on a computer.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'll have to teach me.
Well, I'll send Bimal's email on to you
with
all his suggestions for sort of free bits of kit that can help protect you from viruses and spiders. spyware and Trojans. Look at me with the jargon.
Oh,
now,
I know.
Right? Look at it. We are embracing Thursday, and we have had to keep you posted throughout the afternoon. Just before Bimal left us, he's just said there's a couple of other things that you can do to be, if you like, really watertight with computer viruses, and that is to keep updating your operating system, keep the new technology moving through. Be careful, obviously, of what you download. And a real top tip, actually, is turn off your computer. Don't leave it on 24/7. I know in a lot of households you just think, oh, I'm not waiting 2 minutes while it powers up. And no, turning off your computer can help protect as well. So using the firewall, antivirus software, anti-spyware, updating your operating system, be careful of what you download and turn off your computer. You don't need to have it on 24/7. He's going to send me an email later today. If you want a copy of that, by all means, just drop me a line via our website, and I'll forward it on to you with a few suggestions of sites and systems. As I say, they don't come with a big old guarantee from us, but we just know from Bimal's experience that they're free stuff, and they seem to work from his experience very well indeed.